and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
Giraffe Watch. Anna and Raven. Star 99.9.
We have a baby.
And finally, we have resolution to the matter. Thank you, April.
After 3 months, it all came down to Saturday morning where I received frantic texts starting at 7:34 a.m. from my best friend Danielle, who actually paid $4.99 to download the app to find out when April was in labor.
And from there, the word went out. It spread everywhere. You let me know, you let Carrie know, and then
everybody.
We told the world.
We told the world immediately via social media that it was time to watch. And then we watched in horror while there was just two hooves coming out. And it was...
Seemed for a long time.
As a woman, I looked at that and I was like, oh my God. I can't imagine just having 2 feet sticking out for an extended... Okay, I'm going to stop
talking.
And they
already got nails on them. Already got nails on them there with the hooves.
It was something.
That went on for a while. I found myself glued for a long time. Wouldn't you know, I turned away for just 1 second. And then when I turned it back on, boom, there was a baby giraffe hiding behind her.
I watched for an hour and 20 minutes while she was in labor. And then I had to go coach my daughter's soccer game. And I was like, listen, I waited 3 months. She can give me 60 minutes, right? At the end of the game, I go, and sure enough, there's a baby giraffe.
Yeah, was it already standing at that point?
No.
I found myself berating the baby giraffe out in public when I was doing the Choice Pet Toys for Pets campaign on Saturday over in Westport.
Why?
People were driving by in the plaza and whatnot. I'm like, get up! Get up, you lazy bum! If we were in the Serengeti, you'd be jogging already. You'd already be dinner if you weren't running by now.
No respect for the baby giraffe.
First world baby giraffe problems.
Seriously.
I'm just pointing it out. There's a lot of sawdust in there. It was slippery, and I was like, this giraffe thinks it could just sit around for a while? Come on, get up.
It is a baby giraffe boy, and they are holding a contest to name it. We've come up with our own solution.
Yeah, Jesus.
Right.
I mean, it's born the day before Easter.
True.
It's Jesus the giraffe.
Yep.
It's pretty straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else won't be acceptable, especially if they put a trademark next to it. Like, they give the name. Like, you know, because you pointed out, it went from Toys R Us to Babies R Us the moment that the giraffe arrived.
Right, the sponsor on the video. The
very crafty, very savvy. I like that. But if we're going to put a name on this thing, like if they're going to name it Joffrey Jr. or something like that and put a trademark next to it, I got a problem with that.
We're just going
to
go with Jesus. We're going to go with that.
Yeah.
That's our solution. It's, that's our name. That's what we're submitting.
Seems holy. Yep. It seems straightforward. Mm-hmm. Frankly, I wouldn't want to thumb my nose at God.
Right. I get it.
You know, Titanic's unsinkable.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
No,
our bad.
No, it's not.
Right.
You know, my best friend Danielle, who's obsessed with this giraffe more than anyone I've ever met in my life, she has insisted from day one that these vets don't know what they're doing.
They're not qualified, in her opinion.
Oh, I mean,
she's been watching so much, she's become an expert.
It's true. So she was frantic yesterday because the vet actually kicked the vet, the giraffe kicked the vet right in the privacy. When he got too close to the baby giraffe.
You know what? That seems like natural selection.
All right?
The giraffe knows more about what the baby giraffe needs. Vet steps out of line. Whack!
Get out of here, vet.
Take that on planet Earth, too.
Don't mess with mama.
I want to see that in HD.